walking slowly, thoughtfully, in the direction of Blackrock Castle in order to record the Business Jazz podcast with Roger Overall when he arrives. In front of me, a signpost. It says reception, restaurant, classroom, and Blackrock Castle Observatory Labs. I see in front of me olive trees. I see in front of me empty chairs with rainwater on them. I see in front of me a grey sky with blue. I see a cannon gun facing straight at me. Two cannon guns. I've never noticed the cannon guns so vividly before in Blackrock Castle. So I'm going to go inside here now, get myself a cup of tea and settle myself down and get ready for my podcasting partner to arrive. And there was a time when I used to arrive late. These days I arrive early. So let's see what it's like. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh,
we will. We'd love that.
I have to have it back for quarter to 12.
No problem. We will clear.
The place is booked up, so
great.
Quarter to 12.
God, that's very good.
I have to have that table.
You sold the whole place out for the quarter to 12 today?
We never completely sell it. There's one or two tables in here, but that area has been exclusively.
No problem. We'll be out of here before that.
Perfect. Thank
Wonderful. You. Thanks a million. Well, that's great business. Now let's see if the fire is running already. No, the fire isn't set yet. No fire set yet. I see here logs. I see rolled up balls of paper. So I imagine there'll be the setting of the fire going on. And I'll settle myself in here now and we'll get myself a cup of tea. Okay, and I'll give you a little bit more audio as I put things down and wait for Roger to arrive. Now I've been served with a pot of tea. And I've nearly finished it, and I've been served with two pieces of toast, each of them cut, so there were four pieces, I suppose you'd say. I was also served with raspberry jam, which I didn't touch. I'm not really a jam person. And I'm sitting here with open in front of me Audio Boo on the MacBook Pro, and I've just been listening to a direct message from McColgan about List Lee. And how time to understand podcasts or audio pieces as part of that project can be presented to other people in the form of a list in the most effective way. By the way, in front of me on the screen, I see direct messages from David Bailey, that wonderful man in Bosnia, who also is interested in the podcast we're going to make, Business Jazz. And in front of me then here is something that concerns me, and I'm concerned about it because the fire is not lit, and this is relatively unusual. Usually when we come in here to do on a Tuesday morning to make the podcast, the fire is already lit. And I've already been spoken to by the lady in charge here, who says, asked me, as you heard, I think, to be out of here at a quarter to 12, which is no problem and is a helpful efficiency, I have to say, to make sure we don't linger too long here. But what is bothering me is the fact that during the podcast, the fire is going to be lit. You can predict that. Now, I don't want to become in any way intrusive on the way in which this cafe does its business, but it does mean that somebody's going to be setting the fire during the recording of the podcast. And our sound engineer, director, our czar of sound, Mark Cotton, MC Fontaine, audio wrangler out there, is a fastidious bugger who basically is scrupulous over detail. So I am very concerned about the way he might react to the sound of logs being put on the fire. And it might actually cause him to spend longer editing the audio than I want him to spend. In fact, I have a funny feeling that there's even a chance that Roger Overall is going to be the sound engineer on this week's audio podcast for Business Jazz. I'm a bit confused about that now, I have to admit. Sitting here, I actually must tell you that confusion is the simplest word, doubt and uncertainty in my mind about how to handle The wonderful podcast that Chris Brogan, I admit I'm very enthusiastic for them. Chris Brogan is in the middle of an experiment. He's experimenting with the relationship between blog posts written in text and blog posts which are in the form of audio. And he's trying to figure out what's the connection between them and how can they work together as best possible. And that's kind of also bugging me a bit. And here he comes. Here comes Roger Overall. Loud applause. Big smile on the face. He doesn't look a bit disappointed not to see the fire blazing. He hasn't even noticed now. His eyebrows have gone up. There are, you know, at his age, you even get forehead lines, you know. Welcome, partner.
Hello.
Fellow conspirator.
You're conspiring against people
to be more engaging in business today. And just, I have to remind you, what our purpose is?
Conspiring for people, then good. I like that. A conspiracy for the people.
What did you say?
A conspiracy for the people.
A conspiracy for the people. Absolutely, yes. We are conspirators. We are the the same way that the people like me saw the old Bolsheviks being the conspiracy for the people. You know, some people be horrified because the Bolsheviks are identified in some people's mind as being the antithesis of freedom and democracy and all that. So we got to really. Anyway, look, I'm straight into seeing. What has your daughter done with your iPad?
She's been. What's the current phrase that the youth are using today? She's pimped it.
She's branded it. Oh, pimped it.
I think.
Is that
yeah.
what they say?
She's pimped my iPad with a load of stickers. I can see cats, dogs, cupcakes, love hearts, as she calls them, ice lollies, rainbows.
Hang on, she's not the only person to call that a love heart. I call it a love heart.
There you are.
I've been programmed to recognise a love heart when I see it.
That's because you have a daughter of the same age. What else have we got here? We've got shoes, tiaras, necklaces. This would actually give you some impression of the owner of the iPad, wouldn't it?
Roger Overall tells me immediately you've got a strong feminine side. No problem at all, right? No question at all. And you're not an alpha male. Am I getting anywhere there?
I have too much hair to be an alpha male.
You have too much hair to be an alpha male.
I had a World Cup winning hairdresser once explain to me where baldness comes from. And it's an overload of testosterone, and you have an enzyme that reacts to that. Now, it may not be strictly speaking true. The presence of the enzyme and how it reacts may actually be.
I don't care whether this
DNA.
Is true. It sounds good. What happens is,
if you are, if you're a male, a man's man, big man, an alpha male, big silverback gorilla man, you produce a lot of testosterone, and the hair on the top of your head, there's an enzyme that reacts to that. And your hair falls out, your follicles stop working. Ironically, the hairs at the back of your head are more robust, they don't. So you and I fall.
Oh, priorities, no, priorities.
I would love whatever the juice is today, whenever it's ready, I would love one of those.
Oh, I'll sign up for that as well, please.
All right, I think there might be a couple of minutes, is that all
That's
right?
Fine.
No, there's no hurry, no pressure.
We know it's never ready before 10.
You don't even have to tell us what it is.
Okay.
We've decided it's good even before we know what it is.
It's always good, so
very
that's what
good.
We're
going to
go
Thank
you
very
for.
Much. Are you okay with the music? Would you like us to...
If you could turn it down,
down
a notch.
Not
it doesn't have to be completely silent. We like some down again.
Oh.
Thank you.
Alpha male.
So men who produce lots of testosterone, one of the consequences can be
baldness.
So you
right.
with
you're
your
strong on your chest and weak on your head.
Well, you're weak on the top of your head because
the band
around you is the comb over band is unaffected for some reason. Did you know there's no such thing as grey hair as well? This is another nice bit of
information. This is a preposterous idea. You are revolutionising
this
morning.
There is no such thing as grey hair.
Right.
If you actually pluck out your individual hairs, this is this World Cup winning hairdresser talking now, not me. This is what he told me. If you pluck out that grey hair that you have and look at it, you'll see it's white. It's not grey, it's white. And what the reason it looks grey, he said, is that it's next to some hair that still has a bit of colour. So that's
his
interpretation.
I see. So, and what about people who go through a decline in colour in their hair. In other words, they go from being dark to being something else, and we think their hair is getting a little bit, you know.
And then
eventually it goes unambiguous.
You're asking the wrong
You're saying,
man.
All right.
I'm only relaying...
Well, all those of you who are experts on hair, and I, you know, most humans are expert on hair, since we have had plenty of it to consider for a long time. We should definitely have opinions about hair.
Yes, and if anybody can explain what armpit hair is for, I'd love to know. I mean, what's the point of that? We should open this up on the blog, probably. We should have a comment.
No, we
session.
Should not put it on the blog. The blog is about how to be engaging in business today, Roger. It's not about how to be able to discuss the World Cup, you know, hairline fractures and whatever else. Anyway, the main thing is we both have daughters, which has been revealed.
Yes.
And we're going to get our act together. So I think this will be the end of the beginning, right?
The beginning.
So this is the end of the beginning.
Like
right.
Very Winston
right.
Churchill.
Ah, right.